1.0 with Chris Earle. WMFO in Medford, thanks for listening to your freeform station. Here is Men at Work.
Excuse me, where's everybody going?
To Gobbler's Knob. It's Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
Far as we know, it's gonna continue on.
Once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment when fate takes his hand. And this is my moment. my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. For once in my lifetime, you know I feel like a child. I soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. For this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do great things. Yep. Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment when fate grabs his hand. And this is my moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting land. Oh, once in my lifetime, you know I feel like a giant. I'm gonna soar like an eagle, as though I had wings. Oh, this is my moment, my destiny calls me. And though it may be just once in my lifetime, I'm gonna do a great thing.
Yeah, yeah, man. Now that's a show. That's Bobby Darin. Once in a Lifetime, from Ultra Lounge, Vegas. Ultra Lounge, Vegas. Back when Vegas was fun. Now it's just like this corporate disaster, and it costs you like $1 million to go. Anyway, it's back when they had, you know, $2.99 steaks. Punxsutawney Phil would probably enjoy that $2.99 steak. We heard from Punxsutawney Phil calling in. Thank you to Punxsutawney, and thanks to Phil Connors. Of the Action 9 news team. I keep getting it wrong, but it's WPBG, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You ever go and see the Pennsylvania Dutch out there? It's kind of fun. They got all kinds of things out there, including groundhogs. My name is Chris Earle. If you don't like the show, my name is Adam Smith. I'm going to be here with you until 8, I think. Edward's coming out at 7 p.m. We're going to BS. We're going to talk about time travel a little more. Maybe a little bit about Black History Month. Carl Weathers died. It's a shame. I'm going to find maybe a Rocky song or two to play for Carl Weathers. And, of course, he was in The Mandalorian recently. It's like he's 76 years old. I mean, that guy was in shape. I'm like, I don't have a chance. I'm going to be here till I'm like 54, 55, and that's it. So enjoy me while you got me, WMFO in Medford. Join me while you got me. You could have had Carl Weathers, but he would have been dead by now. I think he died yesterday. Anyway, good night, Carl Weathers, sweet prince. He's like single-handedly ruining Black History Month for me by dying on Black History Month. He's the first one that like died, as far as I know, that's black, that's like big and famous. I don't know. Not that we're going to see any more, but, you know, I hope not. But anyway, it's 6:08 in the evening here in Medford, Massachusetts. If I could be anywhere else, I'd be in anywhere other than Medford. But here I am in Medford once again doing my little time travel show, my little sweet time travel show. People usually say, when is that little sweet time travel show come on? Well, I don't know when it's going to come on. This is it for now. It's 5 to 8, as far as I know. And then next week, it's going to be some other time. The new schedule on WMFO here starts on Sunday. No idea what's going to happen. I used to be Wednesdays. I was 5 to 7 Wednesdays for like 16 years. And then all of a sudden, bam, Friday night. Like, get him out of here. It's like, we're sick of him. But you know what? I built my audience up on Wednesday night. I had a huge audience and everybody was so excited to hear me. And then they're like, where'd he go? I was on Fridays. Well, you guys are out like drinking and partying. Here I am, you know, playing a couple of duds to, you know, the masses out here in Tufts University. They're like, you know, everybody's doing something on Friday night, and here I am trying to settle in with the people that have nothing to do, you know, the ones that are just, like, hanging around. They're like, hey, you want to watch Matlock tonight? You want to put on another season of Game of Thrones? It's like, nah, I think I'm going to listen to this show about the groundhog with Chris Earle. I don't know what this is, but might as well. I got nothing better to do. I'm not going to turn on Sirius XM because I don't own it, because it costs too much money. What's up with all these streaming services, everybody? It's like you got your Disney, you got your Max. You used to have the HBO Max and Skinamax, and now it's just Max. And then you have your Paramount, you have the thing. You know, years ago, I worked for the cable company, and it was supposed to be like, you're supposed to get your singular stations for like an extra buck or so. And now, like, everybody's streaming for like 10, 20 bucks a piece. My cable's like 180 bucks still. And all I got is Max, and I got regular cable, and I got like the super duper, you know, Blast. And I'm like, come on. I've been with this company, it used to be Comcast, I don't know what it's called now, Xfinity, you know, because everybody was like, Comcast sucks, we got to change the name so people won't realize we're the same company. No, it's Xfinity and Comcast, they're the same thing, and they still suck. And it costs so much money. And it's like, you're paying for services, like, by the end of the week, the month, if you don't use it, boom, it's gone. You're just peeing your money away, everybody. We're paying for services we don't use. We're all going to go broke. Anyway, let's go back to some groundhog stuff. Let's listen to the Beach Boys. Sail on Sailor. Because when I think of sailing, I think of Punxsutawney Phil and groundhogs. Sure.
See the groundhog?
Yes, I am.
Do you think it's going to be an early spring?
I'm predicting March 21st. I was in the Virgin Islands once. I met a girl. We ate lobster, drank pina coladas. At sunset, we made love like sea otters. That was a pretty good day. Why couldn't I get that day over and over?
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada,
WMFO in Medford. My name's Chris Earle. We're listening to Time Travel 2.0. Well, you're listening to it. I'm just putting it together and throwing it out there, seeing what sticks. You know what I mean? Punxsutawney Phil called in. Thanks for that. That was kind of fun. Yeah, it's been kind of fun. You know, it's nice to know that spring is coming. Spring's coming, everybody. I think it's like, what, 4 weeks? I don't even know. How does it work? How does that work? Basically, he doesn't see a shadow. He stays out. So he stayed out today, and spring's coming early. That's the good news. So celebrate, everybody. It's going to be fun. You know, so far, so good for 2024. Knock on wood, knock on wood. My January 2024, best January I've had in quite a long time. You know, a little bad news here and there. Little bad news, but there's always bad news. It's what you make out of your day, I think. I think a lot of it is you got to make something out of your day, you know? It's very hard to get out there sometime, you know? Sometimes you just got to get out the door and go for your walk, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to make that phone call that you're going to make to somebody, you know? You don't have to text all the time. You don't have to look at your phone all the time. You got to be in the moment sometimes. Sometimes you got to converse with people. Sometimes you got to hang out with people. You know, you gotta have interaction in life, you know? Says the man who's sitting solo in Medford, high atop the Tufts University Tower here in, what the hell's the name of it? Jeez, I've been here for 16 years. I don't know, some kind of hall. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff going on here. High atop Curtis Hall. I think that sounds right. Yeah, it's Curtis Hall. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. Yeah, if you wondered how long can we milk this Groundhog Day thing, we can milk it another hour and 38 minutes, as far as I know. Because I got more. Here it comes.
Once again, the eyes of the nation have turned here to this tiny village in western Pennsylvania. Blah, 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 blah. There is no way that this winter is ever going to end as long as this groundhog keeps seeing his shadow. I don't see any other way out. He's got to be stopped. And I have to stop him.
Wonder if says I'm gonna win big. Choose not a life of imitation. Distant buzz sent to the reservation. Defunct the pistol that you pay for. Dispunk the feeling that you stay for. In time I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the west end. Knocked out before you better come to. Don't die, you know the truth is some do. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart to go to generate hub. Sweet talk but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Couldn't go anywhere. I was expected to eat fish.
Close to everyone. At times it's like you don't have a hold on me. I see.
Something is different.
Good or bad?
Anything different is good.
Justin and WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel 2.0. Stay with you till 8 p.m. It's Groundhog Day. We got an early spring coming.
Bye.
check this out. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy.
And this is Flavor Flav, boy.
Yeah, and if you want to fight the power, you have to be the power. Strength of the mind and body are the weapons that you need to win. Stay in school and stay away from drugs.
That's right. If you don't want to be a goner, stay away from the drugs on the corner.
Public Enemy salutes the youth of today. You are the
power of
tomorrow,
boy.
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flav. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud to take some time out this month to explore the powerful and victorious lineage of our people.
That's right, sir. Don't be a vulture. Learn your culture.
P.E. salutes the history of black people and the history that we are yet to make.
That's right. Not a mistake.
Sentimental. And a lot of other people in this country are just as sentimental, and there's nothing they'd like better than to see Apollo Creed give a local Philadelphia boy a shot at the greatest title in the world on this country's biggest birthday. Now that's the way I see it. And that's the way it's gonna be.
Apollo, I like it. That was Carl Weathers' legendary turn as Apollo Creed in the first Rocky film. The beloved actor has died at the age of 76.
In addition to starring in the first four Rocky films, the actor and former NFL linebacker was well known for his roles in several other popular movies. These include Happy Gilmore and Predator. Weathers also had a reoccurring role on the television series The Mandalorian, for which he earned an Emmy nomination. He is also currently in a pre-Super Bowl commercial loosely based on the role that he played in Happy Gilmore.
Weathers' family says he died peacefully in his sleep on Thursday.
And Tobias met with Carl Weathers at Burger King.
Thanks for meeting me down there at Burger King. I'm trying to get them to underwrite a new TV project I'm working on. Get some money in exchange for setting a scene here in Burger King.
As long as you don't draw attention to it.
You know, I'm directing an episode of the series Scandal Makers. It's about the Bluth family and your father-in-law's escape from justice. I play the lead. Bounty Hunter, Name of Ice.
Oh, no. You want me to play myself, don't you? I swore I'd not go reality.
No. I already got a great guy named David Tell to play you. I wasn't actually here to ask you to be in it. I'm looking for somebody in your family to sign a release.
I could not betray my family like that.
Come on, man. I got every part cast except for George Sr.
I want that part.
Then sign over the rights. Got a new soda. And you know that you can get a refill on any drink you want here, and it's free.
It's a wonderful restaurant.
It sure is.
Carl Weathers passed away. Yeah, it was a shame. You know, he looked pretty healthy to me. And he was just in the Mandalorian. You know, a lot of great roles, Action Jackson and Mandalorian, Arrested Development. He played this role. He played himself, but he was notoriously cheap from what I remember in Arrested Development. It was pretty funny. He was a great actor, and he's going to be missed. Carl Weathers just passed away, if anybody hasn't heard that. And that's my small little tribute to that as we continue on with Time Travel 2.0 and some clips from Groundhog Day. And Phil Connors and the Action News team from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil called us a little earlier. He's 375 years old and he just wants to be left alone. But he was glad that we got a little joy out of him not seeing his shadow today, and he ended up staying out. And enjoy an early spring, everybody. Here we go.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
If you wake and you don't want to smile, just you wait, wait a little while. Open your eyes and look at the day. You might see things in a different way. And don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Why not think about the times to come? not about all the things that you've done. If your life looks bad to you, just think what tomorrow can do. So don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be much better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Oh, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Oh, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be so much better than before. When yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone, yesterday's gone.
I'm gonna now take you live to Philadelphia.
Oh boy.
So now he takes the scroll. There are two scrolls prepared, and they read from the scroll.
A prediction has been made, Mr. President.
Where's the scroll?
Oh, there,
oh, there he is. Okay, here he goes.
Hear ye, hear ye! Now on this February 2nd, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of all prognosticators, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhog ease, directed the president to the proper scroll, which reads, another winter's slumbered pause so I could meet the crowd. Hard to sleep anyway when the party's this loud. I envy your energy. I envy the fun. I envy all of you and your opposable thumbs. But it's not what I feel, it's what I see and what you hear, so gather round and let me be clear. Atmosphere is a wonderful thing, and we can create our own and the weather it brings. It brings hope for the future and so much more. Maybe some Punxsutawney Phil write-in votes in 2024. But what this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide.
No shadow.
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day.
That's
an
good.
An early spring is on the way.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
It's a miracle.
Thank you, Phil. The one time I will accept your prediction.
That's it. Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow today. We have an early spring coming, everybody. It's Chris Earle and Time Travel 2.0 here with you until 8 p.m.
I think this is one of the traits of a really good producer. Keep the talent happy.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out for my lonely room day after day. Bring it home, baby, make it soon. I give my love to you.
Yeah.
Nothing says Groundhog Day like Rod Stewart, everybody, from the album Still the Same. So I'm playing a whole bunch of Groundhog Day clips, and then usually if there's some dialogue in there that has like a word or two, I'm like, I'm going to play a song about that. Or if it's a song about, you know, just time travel, I've been throwing that out there because Groundhog Day pretty much is a time travel day now. So for the show Time Travel, this is one of the only holidays I really get, you know. It's like, it's Time Travel Day. It's Time Travel Day. Got to bring back time travel. So it's Time Travel 2.0, and that's going to be the name of the show coming into the spring season here at WMFO. Where it may land, I do not know. We will know Sunday evening. Could land anywhere. And that's the fun part of time travel. I can land anywhere. Who knows? It could be like 3 in the morning on a Wednesday. It'd be like, hey, is that Chris Earle? What's he doing at 3 a.m. on a Wednesday? Well, he's playing Prince. That's all they gave him. It's like, it's either that or, you know, he hangs out and he cleans up around here. You know, he files some vinyl. And, yeah, that could be the new job. Filing vinyl. File some vinyl, Chris Earle. You want to be on WMFO in Medford for your 17th year, you're going to be filing vinyl. You're going to be filing a lot of vinyl, Chris Earle. You'll be filing vinyl till the cows come home here at WMFO in Medford. What are you listening to here at WMFO in Medford? There's like a list of things people are listening to. Let me put it. What does it say? Mike Bulkley. I don't know what that is. I don't know the name of any of these bands. Plus, I can't even see them because my eyes are so bad now. Yeah, it's funny. I got like 3 different pairs of eyeglasses. I got my reading glasses. I have my progressive lenses. And then I've got like the bifocals. And somebody's calling in. Let's see who this could be. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You are on the air with Chris Earle. It is Time Travel 2.0. Who is this?
Traveler.
Hey, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from beautiful Hudson, New Hampshire, listening to you online.
This man sounds familiar. This man sounds familiar. I would say this is my buddy JC.
It sure is. It sure is. I'm time traveling, though. And I was like, you know, since the theme is time travel and Groundhog Day and everything, what I would do today, if I was a time traveler, I would travel back to 1959, and I'd save Buddy Holly, J.P. Richardson, and the Big Bopper from getting on that plane tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, that was February 3rd, the day the music died. That's what
the
they called
the
it.
The music died. Yeah. Even though I don't like that song, The Day the Music Died, I would love to hear That'll Be the Day That I Die, which is Buddy Holly's greatest song, to my opinion. And sadly, you know, he was right about the day that he would die, you know, because I couldn't save him because I wasn't a time traveler at the time.
That's true. Yeah, Buddy Holly was great. He died at a tender age of 22. Can you imagine? 22 years old. And he did all those songs, and he became a beloved rock musician. I would say he was one of the earliest rock and rollers that we had, Buddy Holly.
We probably would have went to the show back then.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I could have used his glasses. I probably would have worn those Buddy Hollies.
Cool for a lot of people.
He was considered cool, even though we wore glasses. I think he was one of the first guys with glasses that was cool.
Yes, yeah, and he did a great job. And that was the only movie that I remember Gary Busey in.
Yeah, Gary Busey's great in that movie too. That was before he got before he had his motorcycle accident. Gary Busey turned a little crazy after that.
That's true. We would have saved him too if we were time traveling.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I would have saved Buddy Holly and Gary Busey. Mm-hmm. I think in Groundhog Day, that's one of the fun things about the movie Groundhog Day is Bill Murray is kind of like very neutral, doesn't want to do his job. He just kind of wants to get out of there, and then he learns to appreciate life and the people around him, and he starts doing good deeds for everyone.
He learned to play the piano, too, which was really cool.
Yeah, he saves the couple. He saves a person from being hit. He also saves a couple that's in a wedding, right? They were going to break up, and he gets them together again. He does all kinds of things in that.
Yeah, so a lot of good things. You would have done a lot of good things if you were a true time traveler, too.
I think I would have. I hope I would have. And who knows? You know, I really think it could be it. This could be it. I could have done this before.
I guess it was this guy in Russia that, happened a few years ago. And they said he was wearing a hat and everything, and then he just disappeared from the face of the earth. But there's a lot of true time travel stories out there that, you know, make you think, like, huh. Like, you know, when you look at these conspiracy photos on, the Internet and stuff, but I know there's stuff out there.
I think so, too. You know? I think...
There's all sorts of, strange stuff. So someday, we could be just discussing this.
It's true.
The fact that we had this conversation and it was truly time travel.
I feel like we've had this before.
Yes, I think I'm feeling deja vu.
A little deja vu. Ooh, I hear Buddy Holly in the background, too. Where'd he come from?
Well, what's Buddy? Yeah. Hey, Buddy, don't get on the plane, man. Hello, baby. Oh, that's the Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper. Yeah, that was a great one, too. Hey, the Big Bopper only had the one.
The Big Bopper's Wedding was a great song, too, because he's like no more rootin' than a hootin' and a tootin'. You know, so if you ever listen to that song, the Big Bopper Wedding was a great song. He told people not to get married. He didn't want to get married.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I just remember him on the phone all the time, right? Didn't he bring the phone with him? Because the Big Bopper made the call.
Yeah. Hello, baby. And who didn't like Richie Valens?
Richie Valens, yeah. A lot of good music. And back then, they all toured together either on buses or planes, and unfortunately they all went down. Leonard Skinner, there was quite a few people on that plane, too, that went down.
A lot of people went down. Planes were bad at one time. I mean, I remember there was something at Logan Airport in the 70s, something went in the ocean in the 70s when we were kids,
Yeah. Very, very true.
A lot of things happened.
Plus, they were all drunk, too, most of the people.
Are you excited about the groundhog in the news today?
You know what? That is very exciting news. And I don't know if you've been listening or you heard, but Carl Weathers single-handedly destroyed Black History Month for me today with his news. He passed away at 76.
That was one of the movies I actually, teared up in the theater when...
Action Jackson?
Rago killed him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he dies,
And yes.
Rago was mean, and I was sad, and then Rocky beat him up, and we were happy again.
I agree. I think one of the ways that Carl Weathers is going to go out is to dance into the James Brown in Rocky IV. There's just such a great, great opening when he comes in and he goes to meet Drago, and he's dancing to James Brown.
Gives new meaning to "There Is No Tomorrow."
True. And of course, Drago just coldly puts it: "If he dies, he dies."
Yes.
And yeah,
that was frightening.
Quite a few tears for the teenage boys that day.
At that point.
Yeah, yeah. And
but Rocky saved the day.
Yeah, and I love Carl Weathers. I thought he was great. Predator, great movie, and
I mean, Happy Gilmore, he was great in that. As Chubbs,
that's right. Yeah, fantastic. I mean, what a great actor. And I was just saying, 76 years old, and this guy was in shape. I'm like, I don't know if I got a couple years left in me, JC.
Exactly. That's what I was telling Julie earlier. I go, you don't know when your ticket's going to get punched.
That's true.
People, live to the 90s. Look at Jimmy Carter.
I know. Is he still alive? He's still going.
He's still alive, yeah.
Did he even Jimmy show Carter's up for the funeral alive. For his wife? He didn't, right? Because he was too sick?
No, he went. He went.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he look like? Did he look like hell?
He didn't look great, but, he's still... still kicking around, but I mean, they have the best doctors too.
That's true.
You don't get the best doctors, Chris.
No, I wouldn't get the best. I'd be lucky if I could get just like one bottle of oxygen to last me through a day or two, They'd be like, no, that's going to be a copay of $500. And then,
that's a lot. I mean, sorry, Chris, we don't take this insurance anymore.
I know. But I've been starting walking. That's the good news. I've been walking 5 miles a day, and I'm on day 33. 5 miles every day, rain, sleet, snow. Yeah, I've been losing a little. I'm down a pant size or two. I'm down about a pant and a half size.
Speaking of pant size, I got a question for you. How come all the heavy people jeans are at the bottom, so the fat people have to reach over, like myself, and you grunt to pull all your the jeans?
That's true.
How come they don't put the skinny jeans on the bottom so the people that are in shape can go get them?
I feel bad for the people that are like a 50, 52-inch waist. I mean, you really got to dig.
Yeah,
you really got to dig. Yeah.
That is digging real deep. I mean, sometimes you just have to go to that DXL store.
Yeah. I think the best part is you got to get yourself like a muumuu or stretchy, some kind of stretchy pants, you know? Nothing like the stretchy pants. I'll tell you, I never wore sweats that much, but this winter, especially with my walking, I've been wearing sweats left and right, and they're pretty good. You get used to them.
You're bringing them back. Bringing back the sweats.
I'm going to bring back the old tracksuit, like the Adidas tracksuit.
I think I got to go walking now with you. You know, 5 miles, what's that, a good solid hour?
Yeah, about an hour and 40, you know, if you take it easy and do a 20-minute mile.
Yeah.
You get a little faster, you start doing an hour and 30, an hour and 20, hour and 15. It's good.
You see people walking, 5 miles, usually it's because the car broke down.
That's true. Yeah. It's doing pretty good, just taking it easy.
Being a time traveler, you could be skinny by this time next year.
I know. I could have visited myself and told myself, you got to get in shape, man. You got to live until you at least your Chubb's age, 76.
76 would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cuz then you had the big party for 75. You were all excited.
That's true.
You know.
I always say, the person that's like 94, everyone's like, oh, yeah, they led a great life at 94, but not the person that just turned 94. They want to live. They want to stay around. They're not going out to pasture just yet. They're just like, no, I want to stick around. Why does everybody tell me to leave?
No, that's it. It's true. But, I just want to say I enjoy the show. I'm glad Punxsutawney Phil says an early spring, that'd be lovely, to see if it comes true. I think they just hype it up every few years just to change it up.
It's true.
But who knows? I mean, it's very exciting stuff.
It is very exciting.
I've never been to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Have you?
No, I'd love to go, and I've never been, but I know a few people that have went, and they've had a great time, and it just looks like a lot of fun, especially today.
She wanted to go, but I just don't see the, isn't it like at 5 in the morning where they take them out of the hole?
It's really early, yeah. I forget what it just said. It was like 5 or 6 in the morning. Yeah. I just played a clip there from, I believe, CBS, and they covered it live, and I think it was 6 in the morning. But
yeah, I'm not waking up at 5 in the morning to see a groundhog.
Oh, especially, when you go and they see their shadow. That's just the loser. It's like paying to see the Patriots at Super Bowl and they lose, It's like today would have been a great one. Everybody went nuts when they called early spring. People are having sex tonight there in Punxsutawney.
It's a big night in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Everybody's going down in the caverns,
No, that's true. That's
snuggling true. Up, staying warm, putting on a nice crazy quilt.
Nice. Maybe they're going on 5 mile walks too.
Yeah, it's true. But
you never know.
I got Edward coming in, and he's going to share some time with me here up until 8 o'clock. I'm going to get some more tunes in. I'm going to try to get the Big Bopper in here. But thanks for calling in, JC.
Big Bopper or Buddy Holly, that we could have saved tomorrow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The day the music died, we're going to bring him back here on Time Travel.
All right. Well, you have a great night, and we'll catch you next time on Time Travel.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
And you'll know when, because we're both time travelers.
That is true. My buddy JC, everybody, in Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle, here with you until 8 p.m.
Chantilly lace and the Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But
oh, honey.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-neck goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked deuce, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
It's the Big Bopper, everybody. It's the Big Bopper. He passed away on February 3rd. We're bringing him back today. And here is also Buddy Holly.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real not fade away.